Marketing betreibt all of the world. I'd like to touch upon a very powerful piece, the Sefer Sod Yesharim. The Radini Rebbe, based on the Torah of his father, the Ishbitze, the Siankiv. Aaron HaKohen on Yom Kippur, Yom HaKadosh, came into the Kodesh HaKadosh twice. First time was to bring in Ketores, Kaf and the Machto, Spoon and the Shovel, he marked the Ketores, Pein HaKruvim, in the Kodesh HaKadosh. He made Hazois and he sprayed. And then another time, after the Avodas Hayoyim, after he finished everything outside, he turned to the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Gemara in Yuma of Lamed Beis says, Lama Hubo, why is he coming again? The Gemara says, Lo Havitzi as a Kaf as a Mach. Take out Kaf and the Mach. To remove that spoon and shovel that he brought in originally, be makti diktorius. And the question, very, very poshut, shouts out, why did he leave it there to begin with? Why didn't he remove it when he was there originally the first time? After he's done, remove the kaf na machta, remove the spoon and the shovel. Why did he leave it there to remain till after the avodah? And then to return to retrieve the kaf na machta that he left there from the previous time that he visited the Kodesh HaKadosh earlier that day. So the Sod Yesharim, the Radzini Rebbe, this is in Torah Ois Memtes, Motzi and Kippur. It's a very powerful piece that he bases it upon the Bisyankiv, the Ishbitze. He says, this unique connection and interaction between the kaf and the machta, spoon and the shovel, is a remez, symbolizes the chibur, the unique connection between the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kavi Yochel, and Klal Yisrael. Specifically, the actions the Klal Yisrael do, the avodah the Klal Yisrael does, the pu'ulos that they do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's some unique connection between Kaddish Baruch Hu and the Avodah of Klal Yisrael. All year round, Kaddish Baruch Hu is called Hakel HaKadosh. Hakel HaKadosh. Atzeres Yemei Tshuva is called HaMelech HaKadosh. Melech HaKadosh. The King, the Holy King. What is the significance of Meluch, of kingdom? So, in regards to our reference to what a Meluch means, we consider a Meluch, in this world, a Meluch is considered someone who has the freedom of choice, not subject to anyone else, does whatever he pleases. That's a king. Zohar HaKadosh in the Akev. Melech Lesata, a king of this world, is someone that has freedom. Someone that's not bound to anyone. To the contrary, people are bound to him. That's the epitome of kingdom. The greater the freedom, more free you are, more in control you are, the greater king you are. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not that way. Melech, Meluch, Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects himself with the avodah of his subjects. Who are his subjects? Klal Yisrael. To the contrary, like Yisrael Moisif and Koyach Bepamal Yishol Mayel, the Gemara says, Chazal say, the Yidden add on Koyach, strength, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyach doesn't really need us. That's the way he built this world. That's the way he created this world. We, so to speak, give him strength by doing avodah on this world. And this is the idea of Malchus. Malchus is that there's a melech, and there's an am, there's a nation that listens to the melech and does avodah, gives him strength, strengthens his melucha, strengthens his ma'amid, his standing point. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Malchus. That's the end of melucha. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh writes, Bishim Ma'echoy. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he went into Kodesh HaKadosh, first time he left the Kafan HaMachta, because the Kafan HaMachta symbolizes the chibur between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the avoid of Klal Yisrael. There's a kaf, there's a machta, spoon, the shovel, shovels out the coals, and they connect uniquely to bring out the beauty of Malchus Shemayim, the beauty of our Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. We are makabel upon ourselves in Malchus Shemayim, and with that, we strengthen Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a melech based upon us. Adoin Olam Hashem Molach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was king way before the world was created. Terem Kol Yitzinim, Leith Nasa V'chef Tzakol, now that the world was created, Azayim Melech Shmoyik, and now he's called a melech. Now he's called a melech because Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that there's a Yidden, there's Bnei Yisrael, that do avoid it. So the Kohen Gadol left it there, that this chibur should bake and cook and become internalized by Klal Yisrael for another few hours until he was ready to take it out. This is a Moridik piece. This Sod Yisharim based on the Messianic, the Ishbitza. Just want to elaborate on this a little bit to explain the significance and the unique concept and the toikev kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur, of Yom Kippurim, the Yom HaKodesh, where it's called Mekla Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol, when he was in Kodesh HaKodesh, said a number of tefillas. One of them was Lo Yadi Avit Shulchan Midbeis Yehuda. The leadership, the kingdom of Beis Yehuda, shouldn't sever. And again, so the Sharm brings down the name of the Bisyankiv, the Heli Gerishbitze, a son of the first Gerishbitze of the Mea Shaloyach. He says, Kohen Gadol was mispalel, not just that Malchus Yehuda should continue, but more so, what's the significance of Malchus Yehuda? That is a shayish, there's a root, comes from Yehuda, and that root, that shayish, that source of Malucha that comes from Yehuda should not sever, it should continue. Till Mashiach comes, until Mashiach Bedok comes, and continues the legacy of Malchus Beis Yehuda, and takes out Kalal Yisrael from Golos, and brings them to Eretz HaKodesh, and Beis Mikdash HaShlishi, Shehibonim B'mehedav Yemeinu. But it's more than that. Klal Yisrael shouldn't sever their connection to the Shoyish, to the root of everything. Yom HaKodesh, Yom Kippur is the day where we reconnect and reunite with our root, with our roots, with our Shoyish, where it all began. In the Kodesh HaKodesh is where everything began. The world was created from Eben HaShisiyah, which is in the Kodesh HaKodesh. Once a year, the Kohen Gadol returns to the Kodesh HaKodesh, the place where it all began. Because when a Yid is connected to the Shoyish, to his roots, and he has a chibur with the Ribbono Shel Olam, he doesn't forget who he is. Rav Shlomo of Karlin said, the biggest aver is that a Yid forgets he's a Ben Malach, he's a prince. Because if he would remember who he is and what his destiny is meant to be, You wouldn't sin. You wouldn't do any avers. We forget who we are. And that's where the trouble all begins. Say a mashal about a king that had a ben yochid, an only child, a crown prince. He was going to take over the kingdom one day. And the king wanted to send him away to learn the great university by great people, that he should be an ultimate good king when the time comes. And he's worried. The king and the queen were very worried that if you send him away, he's going to live amongst other people. He might forget the way of a crown prince, the way he carries himself, and the ins and outs of the king's palace. And being away so far, such an extended period of time, he might forget. He might not be used to that life anymore. He might lose his touch. What do they do? The place that he was going to stay, this faraway place, they built a room that was exactly like his room in the king's palace. And they told him, every single day, at a designated time, he should go in there for a number of moments, a number of minutes, remind himself of the king's palace, surround himself by the walls of the king's palace, and read a letter that they will write to him about life in the palace. Who he is and what he's meant to be, and what it is to carry yourself as a prince. And by doing so every single day, he never forgot who he was, never forgot how to conduct and carry himself as the crown prince. And that's how that lineage never severed. He always remained connected to his father's home for those few moments every day. And Kippur is that day that we connect ourselves, reunite our father's home. Throughout the year, we're so carried away, everyone gets caught up with all the things that they have. And sometimes we forget who we are. Me'ayin Basa, where are you coming from? Lo Nat Oilech, where are you going? Ayeka, where are you in this world? We're B'nai Malachim, B'nai Adam, Hashem Alekechem, the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we forget. That's the biggest avera of it all, because that's where it all begins. All the trouble begins there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that one day a year. Remember, going back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When God went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim physically, we go there, ruchni is spiritual. We have a Kodesh HaKadoshim within ourselves, the body of Mishkan heaven, we build the Mishkan within, and there's a Kodesh HaKadoshim which is the Neshama, the Holy Neshama, which is the Chedek of the Kamimala, the peace of HaKadosh Baruch Himself, the Chvoid of Yatzmoy. And when we connect with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now once here we go in, we're Malachim, we're angels. No one should be. No Adam, no human, be in the Olam Moed. It's all Malachim, it's all angels. We're B'nai Malachim. Children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Children of God. In Kippur, we have to reunite ourselves to the Shayish, the root where everything began. And to remind ourselves, we see Hashem in Ekki, something to remind ourselves who we are and what we're destined to be. And that's how the Kapara and the purity, the Tahara of Yom Kippur descends upon the person. Because as long as he is united with the Mekor, as long as he remembers who he is, as long as he knows how to connect himself with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it'll be much easier for him to overcome any of the Koichas of the Yetzer. Much easier. Because he knows who he is. He remembers what it is to live as a Ben Melech. He never disconnected. If he did, he reminds himself again. And that's how the Vizrakti Lechem Ma'im Toidim Taharatem. It purifies the person just by going through this day and remembering and connecting and reuniting. Saying the Avodah Yom Kippur. Remembering, we're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim today. We're deep down, connected down to someone that's very deep within us. Sometimes we don't even remember. It's there. There's almost schmutz piled upon it. We reconnect and reunite and we remind ourselves. Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samit, that takes away, pulls away a person, a total disconnect of what the world has to offer, and a total connect and unification with what the Malchus Shemayim has to offer. Malchus Shemayim has to offer us as being B'nai Malachim. Not just as being Mekabel Oy Malchus Shemayim. As being B'nai Malachim. B'nai Keil Choy, children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bonam Atam Hashem Olikeichem. Chaviv Yisrael Shenikru, Bonam Amakoy. It's a Merdiki Chavivus. Klai Yisrael has it, they call Bonam Amakoy. This is the significance of Yom HaKodesh, of Yom Kippur. This is the significance of the Tahar, the purity of Yom Kippur. It's like a mikveh. Mikveh is a Tahar person. Why? Because the mikveh is water that comes straight from the Mekar, straight from the well, straight from the source of the water. When a person goes within, immerses himself, surrounded by the water, it's as if he's reborn. It's a Lashon of Chazal. It's as if he's reborn. Because he's connected to the root, to the source of it all. The closer we are to the source, the closer we recognize where the source is and reconnect ourselves to that source, the better off we are. Oiz v'chedva ben koimoy is a meridik simcha and givura ben koimoy by the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing gets old. Like the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim stayed fresh from Shabbos to Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, because it was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was there, right near the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what kept it fresh. The more close we remain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fresher we remain, the more molei chiyus we remain, the more full of life, full of passion, full of enthusiasm for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, full of inspiration, because we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alone, the closer we remain to Him, the closer we're focused. When we realize who we are, how intertwined and connected we are, the better off we are, the more simcha sachaim we have, the more chiyus of life we have, the more fresh we are, the more we don't get old, you don't lose it. It does become a burden as time goes on, you get more, you have no patience anymore. Doesn't happen now. And Kippur is the day we refresh ourselves. The more we refresh ourselves, the more quick we have throughout the year to be able to be over Hashem and techsimcha to leivo to be over Hashem. The chiyus always bechadav bebemkoymoy. I'm with the gevura. It's an azaz the kedusha because we're close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We have the shemizah Hashem. Like the summer, we have the Yom Kippur within us. We have the kolbavi mishkanebe within us. We have the kodesh hakadosh that we connect with. That those moments a day that the king told his prince to do. We have that. We have the Yom Kippur. We have the Yom Kippur. We have the Kol Adam Liyeh Boil Moyet. We have the Kohen Gadol going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We have the Mikveh. The Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma'am Mikveh Metaris the Me'am of Kodesh Baruch Hu Metaris Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of it all, just like a Mikveh is Metaris Me'am. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Metaris Kol Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Mishnah, the last Mishnah Masechet Nesiyuma. Sechtes Yuma, Sechtes of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva, famous Amr Rabbi Kiva. Just like a mikveh, is Metaret Yemeim, who was connected to the roots. Afra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Metaret Yisrael, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Metaret Klai Yisrael, the more connected we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more purity we get. The more of a connection down the Shama we have to the source. Let's remember what Yom Kippur is all about. Let's remember, just like the Kohen Gadol davened in the Kodesh HaKadosh, that the Malchus Beis Yehuda shouldn't disconnect to remain to continuation, the legacy of Yehuda, Tom Mashiach, and Dovah Thomas. So to us, we shouldn't disconnect. We should remain close and connected to the Shoyrish, to the Makar, to the root, to the source. The more connected we are, the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol will reverberate within us and give us the koyach to be able to truly acquire the avoid of Yom Kippur, truly to acquire the kedusha sayoyim, the yitzumah shal yoyim mechaper, the nesan atoykev kedusha sayoyim ki yunoy rego oyoy. Erbon yishaloyim is the melech malchi amlochem, and we're the b'nei malochem. We just have to remember. Let us not forget who we are. Let us not forget what we're destined to become. Because as long as we remember that, we'll have the Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur won't disappear from our hands when the moment of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and that Ki Yishev is heard. Sometimes it just slips away. And that's it. Like the Pasuk said, Lo Noda Kibor El Kabana, not even noticeable that the person had it, that he went through Yom Kippur. Only thing that's noticeable is that he's hungry. He eats. After that, nothing is noticeable anymore. It's as if it never happened. Let us make sure that we're not in that situation. Yom Kippur stays with us. That Kodesh HaKadosh stays within us. The Shavisa Hashem and Negi Soma stays within us. We should realize what our Avoida is. Our Avoida gives Koyach to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Kafa Machta lingers on. Adoyem Azeh, the Chibur, the Kafa Machta. The Chibur between Kodesh Baruch, the connection between Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Avoida of Klai Yisrael lingers on, because that's what defines what our Kodesh Baruch is in regards to us and what we are in regards to our Kodesh Baruch. We all have a Gemara Chassim and Toivah. Baruch Hashem grant us that Allah Tefillah should be this Kabul. Rachimim ul-Rotzayin. And we should have a Yom Kippur that will be remembered throughout the year and give us Koyach and Chizuk. We should always be able to draw that day of Yom Kippur for the entire year. V'schuzak HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us and our families, all of our families, a year full of simcha, a year full of health, the parnasa, Tichle Shana, Kidlo Yisrael, Tochil Shana, Birch Yisrael. New year should begin full of brachas, goyim al-chasodim, toivim la'am Yisrael, v'shem v'zoichah. The Kodesh HaKadosh that we have within us bring us closer to the Kodesh HaKadosh that will be the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Bona, his koinein, the day Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehira, yameinu, amein. Thank you very much.